with a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. I want to welcome you to this Boone's Mill Church of the Brethren worship service today. We're so glad that you've come out. We are here this week of Thanksgiving, and it's kind of hard for me to believe that Thanksgiving is here and it's only 5 weeks until Christmas. That is even harder for me to believe, but I want to thank you, the church family. We welcome you here in the sanctuary, those that are worshiping in the Sunday school classroom, for those that are outside in the cars and the drive-in experience. For all of you, I just want to say welcome. Well, my message today is giving thanks during a pandemic. And as you all know, what a year we have had this year with the coronavirus pandemic. Now, I want to ask you a question for your contemplation. Do you think that we are living in unusual or in unprecedented times? Well, actually, the answer is no. We are not. The world was going through this same kind of experience 100 years ago with the so-called Spanish flu. Most of us had never heard of the Spanish flu pandemic until this year. At least I was not aware of it. That bit of history has been forgotten as unrelated to a modern world where we don't have to worry about such things. But on Thanksgiving, more than a century ago, many Americans were living under quarantines, and officials were warning people to stay home for the holidays for Thanksgiving. Dozens of cities across the U.S. implemented mandatory face mask orders and curfews and lockdowns, temporarily closing schools, libraries, theaters, movie houses, dance halls, churches, ice cream parlors, and soda shops. And a newspaper ran an article that said thousands dead since March. Cities in lockdown. Vaccine trials underway. And the virus killed an estimated 200,000 Americans during October alone in 1918. And a holiday message read, "See that Thanksgiving celebrations are restricted as much as possible so as to prevent another flare-up." Doesn't that sound like today? You see, more than 100 years ago, Americans found themselves in a similar predicament as do the millions today, now grappling with how are we going to celebrate the holiday season amid the coronavirus pandemic. So, how are we going to celebrate Thanksgiving this year? Celebrating during a pandemic is weird. It's more stress, it's more risk, it's more staying away from people that you normally want to draw close to. It feels disappointing to me. And I know there's a lot of people like me who are going to be grateful for when 2020 will be over. You know, it is easy for people to become bitter and frightened in these circumstances, and many will question God. But as much as this year has been challenging, it also can teach us how we can be a lot better as people of God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 17, God's word tells us of a better way. It says, rejoice always, even in a pandemic. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So that's what God wants us to do if we're Christians in Jesus Christ. He wants us to rejoice, even in this time of pandemic. He wants us to pray about these things. He wants us to give thanks in all circumstances. And these verses give us action that will enable us to overcome the worst of circumstances which we find ourselves up against. We aren't told to feel better about it. But even when we don't feel like it, we are to rejoice and to pray and to give thanks. There's a lot to give thanks for, even when we're going through difficult times. God is with us. And God is in control of the world that we live in, whether we want to acknowledge that or whether we see where God is at work in it. What a joy we have knowing that we have God's presence and protection and guidance before us. We have God's strong and abiding presence through His Word and through prayer. And that's the reason at the beginning of last year I asked this congregation, let's join together in reading God's Word through this year. And we're almost there. We've only got a few more weeks and we will have finished reading the whole Bible through. And I hope and I pray that you have been joining us in that, because that has been a blessing for me this year again. Because it is in God's Word and it is through prayer and God's guidance that I understand what is going on in the world. Because I can be overwhelmed and I can be distracted and I can be taken away from understanding that God is in control even during a pandemic. We have God's strong abiding presence and His Word through and prayer. Each and every day we have the opportunity to turn to God in His Word and to be uplifted and refreshed even when the world around us seems to be falling apart. Through the faith that God gives us, we know it is God's will that we rejoice in Him and seek His peace in the midst of this virus pandemic. Only, I remember reading a Peanuts cartoon some time ago that pictured Charlie Brown bringing out to Snoopy his dinner on Thanksgiving Day. And it was just his usual dog food in a bowl. And Snoopy took one look at the dog food and he said, "This ain't fair. The rest of the world is eating turkey with all the trimmings and all I get is dog food. Because I'm a dog, all I get is dog food." And he stood there in this cartoon and he stared at his dog food for a moment. And then he said, "Well, I guess it could be worse. I could be a turkey." Oh, yeah. However, thankfulness is so much more than just comparing our own situation to someone else's situation. Thankfulness is so much more than having just enough food to eat or a nice warm home to live in or good health or financial security. Because of each of these circumstances, they can be taken away from us in an instant. Thankfulness is a state of being. It's a way of living, a new way of living than the world. And we usually fail to live in a state of thankfulness because we take it for granted. We have become so accustomed to our blessings in this country that our blessings now fail to excite us and generate thankfulness in us. We take it for granted. We no longer thank God for the mounds of blessings we have every day. This is something that I've been encouraged by Tom Wright. Oftentimes I've asked him, I said, "How are you doing, Brother Tom?" He says, "You know, it's just a blessing to be able to wake up this morning and have air in my lungs and be able to breathe and to get up and to go through the world today. That is a blessing." Now, I know that, but it is encouraging, and it is encouraging to hear sometimes because it's easy for me to forget that. That seems simple enough, but every one of you that got up this morning, you had a reason to be thankful. You had a reason to thank God for your blessing. As you come here this morning, you have so many reasons to be thankful to God. In this morning's gospel reading, Luke shares with us the account of one leper who did not take his blessing for granted. And you know, scholars who studied this verse of scripture, these in Luke 17, they have made many guesses as to why did the other nine, why didn't they return and thank Jesus too? And that's a room for another message, I guess. Our focus is not on the other nine, why they didn't, but our attention is on the one who was thankful. For he provides us with some very important lessons on thankfulness. First of all, being thankful is not only expressed through prayer and public proclamation, but through your attitude in living life. I doubt this leper had a great deal of joy in having leprosy. Lepers lived in quarantine, in isolation. Lepers were shunned by society. They had to live outside the city. They had to shout, "Unclean, unclean," whenever they came close to others, so that those other persons would be warned to stay away. Now, if this was your situation in your life, if you were living in quarantine, if you were being looked down on by society as unclean, and stay away, I wonder how many of you would have joy and thankfulness in your life for how you lived. And I believe this leper had found a spirit of hope, which enabled him to more fully appreciate what he did have while he was living with leprosy. And he became more appreciative of what Christ not only could do, but what Christ had done for him during his situation. You know, we all have experienced a kind of leprosy during this pandemic, a time where we felt separated and isolated and alone. This feeling of aloneness can also be felt during the death of a spouse or the loss of a job, or the dissolving of a marriage or a relationship, or the stress of emotional pain. We all have experienced circumstances in life where we've lived outside the walls, where we've paused and asked, "God, what did I do to deserve this kind of treatment?" You ever ask that to God? Why are you going through what you're going through? Why are you struggling with what you're struggling? Why are you having to deal with this? My understanding and my relationship with God tells me that the leper didn't deserve his leprosy necessarily. There's nothing in Scripture that indicates that. And the same can be said for each of us without bouts of quarantine and isolation and aloneness. It's not because we deserve it. But do we share something else in common with the leper? Do we also share a thankful attitude while we're going through our struggles and difficulties? Does your life represent a spirit of thankfulness? I can think of folks, and I'm sure that you each know people who have an expression, an attitude, or even something about their presence that eludes happiness and thankfulness for life, even in the midst of their struggles. Are you one of those people who shows thankfulness in your life? Or are you more like Snoopy in the cartoon, whose thankfulness is based upon comparison to what other people have or what other people are going through? Being thankful is so much more than a comparison of our circumstances. Being thankful is so much more than a private prayer, a public proclamation. Being thankful is expressed through your attitude in the way you're living life and knowing that life has been given to you as a gift. The leper also teaches us that thankfulness completes healing. Healing means to be made whole. And while all 10 of the lepers found physical healing, not all of them were made whole. Only one found wholeness. He found the healing of his soul. There's a lot to give thanks for, even during this pandemic, even when you're going through difficult times, because life is a gift. Now, I'm certainly not suggesting that we thank God for this pandemic, or I'm not asking that we thank God for crisis or for pain, but what I am suggesting is that we thank God for his continued faithfulness and his presence in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of this crisis. I am suggesting that we thank God for the strength and for the growth that we experienced during this period of time and during crisis. I am suggesting that we thank God for the shower of mercies that has been poured down upon us during this time of pandemic and these experiences, whether it be physical or emotional. It is very real, but we still find healing and we find wholeness by maintaining that spirit of thankfulness and seeing where God is at work blessing us even in this time of crisis. I believe the leper maintained a spirit of hope and thankfulness throughout his battle with leprosy. He indicated that God has heard his pleadings and prayer. His heart seems to indicate that he trusts in God and that God will be his saving grace. Thankfulness is an attitude. Thankfulness is a way of life. Thankfulness enables healing to bring wholeness. And finally, those who receive life as a gift, to be lived in dependence upon God, will be characterized by gratitude that drives them into a place, into a family, into a community of God's people. They will want to be together and experience this life which the world cannot see and cannot understand. They want to come together and experience it together. To live under God's teaching, to live as God intends, is to live as part of God's people. And God's people live in dependence upon God rather than dependence upon themselves. That's part of why we gather together in the church each week. We gather together. It is a relationship with God that is personal, and it's not dependent on just the church. But God's desire is that we live out our faith in the community with fellow believers. where we encourage one another and where we get blessed from one another. When we live life with a spirit of thankfulness, we realize that life is a gift from God. And in gratitude for that gift, we are driven into the community of God's people. It is within the community of God's people that we more richly and completely experience the thankfulness and the fullness of life. You know, the presidential election process this year has been so distressing, as it has revealed the division and unkindness toward one another who have opposite ideologies. And even though Thanksgiving is a national holiday originally sanctioned by the federal government, it was set aside to offer thanks to God. And I want you to hear the words of George Washington in proclaiming the first Thanksgiving holiday. Here's what President George Washington said on that first holiday season. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. Whereas both the Houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and single favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peacefully to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend next to be devoted by the people of the states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks. Doesn't sound like our government today. But one of the things that the president then said was, humble thanks. Humble. Not arrogant. Not being above others. But being with them. Humble thanks. Obey His will. To do what is right. To do what is truthful. To be grateful for His benefits. These are the phrases spoken over 200 years ago in describing the first official Thanksgiving holiday. Let us not lose sight of what this week is about. Being thankful is an attitude of living life. Thankfulness is a part of being made whole. And thankfulness is recognizing life as a gift from God that drives us into the community of God's people. Let us give thanks this week for the gift of life that God has given us. Would you pray with me? Dear God, You are here today to bless us and to show us the way. May we give You thanks as You speak to us right now about the truth. You know that we come today with broken hearts, and we come with broken lives. We need You. We need a blessing. We need Jesus. Lord Jesus, we are sinners, and we need Your forgiveness. We need Your grace. We come to surrender because we need a changed life. Show us how, Lord. Show us the way. It is in Jesus that we come and find the truth and find new life. Jesus, I want my life to give thanks for you today. And that's why I'm coming to Jesus. And I want to my life to give thanks to you every day in every circumstance. God, I give thanks for you have given me life as a precious gift. And I don't want to take it for granted. So I come to surrender anew to you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
With a grateful heart.
With a grateful heart. With a song of praise. With an outstretched arm.